welcome you in, from southeastern South Dakota here on Dakota Live Online Radio Show. We're here on a beautiful, beautiful day. We've got some beautiful weather over here in southeastern South Dakota. So, Wopida, thank you. I'd like to start out with greeting you all in my mother tongue. We'll talk a little bit about the lessons that we have planned here for you today. Yuha chante washte nape chuzape. Diane Merrick demia. Na komi chaje kis nasnawia. Ga ihanktwa na kota hemacha. I'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick here, whose Indian name is Dakota. Nakota name is Snasnawi, which is Rattle Woman, which comes from the gourd, handed down to me. And I'm from the N Village Nakota people. And I'm very honored and happy to be here with you today. With our last lesson, we covered four different areas, and we're really grateful that we can share every time with the lessons that we have planned here, and hope that we can impart our mother tongue with you, and that you are able to share this with one another. And I look forward to many other lessons together that we have planned here. Today I would like to talk a little bit about some of the things that are everyday conversational uses that would be helpful to us with our families, relatives, kind of like everyday conversation use. So some of the things I want to talk about today in our language is, for instance, the owohe tipi owa. Share a kitchen list with you. So everyday uses that we have within a kitchen area, or maybe we go to someone's home and maybe have a meal together, a woite food, just to be able to share that. And then some of the different woite, so some of the different foods that go along with that. And also another area, we'll see how far we get in our lesson plan today. Well, I'd like to share the emotions, the action, or the verbs that we call them in English. So in our language, we would call them chante yushkanshka. Chante yushkanshka. The emotions. And then if we have enough time, maybe share a little bit about clothing items. So those are some of the things that we'd like to cover today. And so we're going to go ahead and get started here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pronounce the words in our mother tongue, in our native dialect, from the Ihangtong Oyate here, from the N Village people. And for those of you listening, would encourage you to invite other relatives, friends, family, to come on board and listen to Dakota Live Talk Show. Okay, I want to start out from the owohe tipi owa. That's it, the kitchen list I've put together here. So if we can say that together, owohe tipi owa. Owohe tipi owa. Okay, let's pronounce this one together. Owohe tipi owa. Owohe tipi owa. That's what we call a kitchen list. So we're going to go through that here. Okay, the first one that I want to pronounce, and for us to pronounce together, is how we say stove in our native dialect. That's maza ocheti. Maza ocheti. Okay, let's pronounce stove together in the Ihangtong dialect. Maza ocheti. Maza ocheti. So that's how we say stove, the cooking stove. That's what we prepare our meals on, our woite, our food. Maza ocheti. Okay, and then I'd like to pronounce refrigerator in our language. Chara opie. Chara opie. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Chara opie. So you'll hear in that word there, we have a guttural when we say cha-ra. Cha-ra. O-pie. Uh-huh. Pidamaya. Thank you. Okay. Now, what's really common is we go in and out of those each day, and that's a door, many of us. Okay? So whether that's a car door, front door, back door, bathroom door, bedroom door, in our language, we say tiopa, tiopa. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Tiopa. Okay, that's how we say door in our language. Okay, now table. Let's pronounce table in our mother tongue. Akna wotapi. Akna wotapi. Okay, if we can pronounce that together. Akna wotapi. Okay, that's how we say table. Akna wotapi. Okay, now spoon. Spoon is pronounced chishka. Chishka. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Chishka. Chishka. Spoon. Okay, now fork. We chape. We chape. Okay, let's pronounce it together. We chape. We chape. Okay, for a knife, we're going to pronounce that in our language. That's mina. Mina. Uh-huh, iuha. When I say iuha, that's all of us together. Mina. That's for knife. Mina. Okay. So in our kitchens, restaurants, eateries, many people will want their salt. So how we say salt is we say miniskuya. 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 Okay, let's pronounce that together. Miniskuya. So repetition with our language is really important. If you have a desire to learn the language and we just pronounce them as we go along here, it will help you. It will help you learn and pronounce. And it feels wonderful for me as well to have you pronounce them along and share, to be able to share our language. Okay, pepper. Yamnumnurapi. We have a guttural in there with the G. Yamnumnurapi. Okay, let's pronounce that one together. Yamnumnurapi. Yamnumnurapi. Okay, for sugar, it's chahampi. Chahampi. Okay, let's pronounce that one. Chahampi. Okay, now for bread. Ahoyapi. Ahoyapi. Okay. That's bread. Ahoyapi. Okay, so anytime we bake foods, we say shpaya. Shpaya. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Shpaya. Shpaya. Okay, so many times if we have a moment here or there as mothers, fathers, relatives, we'll prepare our different flours and our ingredients to that, and we'll put out everything together, whether it's for fry bread or baked bread or whatever it is we're baking. A lot of times we need to knead that flour. So at that point, then there comes a time in the English language, they call it to knead. When you knead your mixture there, after you put everything together and you put your liquids in there. You get to a point where you have to batinza. Batinza. Okay, pronounce that one together with me. Batinza. That's to knead. Knead your flours, your mixture there, your liquids. Okay, and at the beginning, we mentioned how we say kitchen. And be good for us to once again pronounce that. Owohetipi. 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 Excuse me. Okay, pronounce that. Owohetipi. Okay. Now for bowl, when we need a bowl for whether it's preparing foods or putting the food in a bowl, we call that wakshicha shkokpa. Wakshicha shkokpa. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Wakshicha shkokpa. Wakshicha shkokpa. Okay, many times people who have a desire for french fries, baked potatoes, the word we have for potatoes is bado, bado. And when you like hash browns or fried potatoes, they call them bado cheompa. Bado cheompa, cheompa. Okay, along with that, we have our carrots. Many of us like carrots, or our children like carrot sticks. We say parizizi, parizizi. Okay, let's say that together. Parizizi, parizizi. Okay, and then we have our vitamin C fruit, oranges. We say taspazizi, taspazizi. That's how we say oranges, if we can say that together. Taspazizi. Okay, and cheeses. Cheeses are a lot of our young people like. I love cheese. So how we say cheese in our language is asampi suta. Asampi suta. Let's pronounce that one together. Asampi suta. Okay. And hot dogs. Hot dogs are pretty popular as well. That's tashupa. Tashupa. That's how we say hot dogs. Tashupa. Okay, let's pronounce that one together. Tashupa. Okay. Now, I'd like to move right along here into, maybe we'll start with clothing. Let's say some of our clothing items in our language. Let's learn those together today. Okay, now like for a cap or a hat. In our language we say wa poshta. Wa poshta. Okay, pronounce that along with me. Wa poshta. Wa poshta. Okay. Another common clothing item is the pants. Excuse me. For pants, in our language, we say nzore. You have that guttural sound in there again. Nzore. Okay, you, Hannah, together. Nzore. Nzore. Okay. Another common clothing item is our socks. For socks, we say hayakun, hayakun. Okay, let's say that one together. Hayakun. Okay. Now for like a shirt or a jacket, we say ogede. Ogede. Okay, let's say that one together. Ogede. Ogede. Shoes. We say hampa. Hampa. Okay, you, Hannah, together. Hampa. Okay. Now for gloves. We wear gloves. We say, in our language, we say, na pinkpa. Na pinkpa. Okay, together, let's say that. Na pinkpa. Na pinkpa. Okay, and then we want to talk a little bit about emotions. We've got a little bit of time here left, so we'll start out with some of the emotions, and then wherever we finish off, we'll take those up on our next lesson we have here. So I really want to thank you once again for listening along with us, and encourage you to share with many others of our show, and that we're very, very honored to be able to share our language here from the Ihonk Toyata, the End Village Band. So thank you for listening. And we're going to go right along into emotions here. Okay, an emotion for us is when we are happy. We say we are yokpi. Or if I say I am happy, I say iomakpi. Iomakpi. Okay, we can say that together. Say I'm happy in the dialect here. Iomakpi. Iomakpi. If we're scared, we say wakokpa. Wakokpa. Okay, let's say that one together. Wakokpa. Wakokpa. Then whether that's being a little nervous, unsettled at times, then the word we have for nervous in our dialect is nihinchia. Nihinchia. Okay, let's pronounce that one together. Nihinchia. Nihinchia. Okay, then we have a word too for when we have a shyness, someone's shy in our dialect, in our language, we have a word for that. To be shy is, they say, shchew, shchew. Now, if we can say that along together, shchew, shchew. Okay, and then they have another emotion that in our language they talk about is when you aren't able to listen. They say wana rop tashni. Wana rop tashni. That's when an individual or one is has the inability to obey a command of some type or a situation, they say, wana rop tashni. Okay, so let's say that together. Wana rop tashni. Wana rop tashni. And then we also have when we're tired and we feel really sleepy, we say, hwa, hwa. Okay, let's pronounce that one together. Chaba. Chaba. If I say I'm tired, I say mahaba. Mahaba. I'm sleepy. Mahaba. Okay, that's about all we have time for today. And we really want to thank you once again. You know, Wopita Ngeni-japi, we give you thanks for listening to us, and we encourage you to continue to be a part of our online talk show, and we look forward to times together once again when we can share our Dakota Nakota dialect with you listeners out there, and encourage you to come back and listen with us again. And I'm very honored to be here on this show with you, and until the next time, I'll say Nina wopida ichichapi and toksha ke. We'll be able to talk again. Thank you. Nina pidamayapi.